and welcome to your brand new episode of Happy Hamstrings. Today is Sunday, February 26th. The year is 2023. After the last time I went to work, I was like, kind of, I don't know, I wasn't surprised. I was taken back by people's lack of consideration. In fact, one of the trainers who's stepping back, she had one client that was like 8 times, no call, no show. 8 sessions of no call, no show. So this means I have to be prepared to, and I hate to say this, but I have to be prepared to take sessions away from people who aren't going to be considerate of my schedule, because that's just the nature of the big box. Before this job, I was letting clients reach out to me. And that's a bit of a different situation. Whereas a lot of people working with the big box trainers, they may not respect my time, but a lot of them will. I want to say that there's a lot of good people. There's still good, amazing clients. However, you're always going to have like the person that wants to kind of push boundaries. And believe me, I've done enough episodes about boundary pushers. We're not going to run down that overly trodden path again, because it seems like my whole life is full of boundary pushers and people who want to invalidate me. And those are usually like, those go hand in hand, like side by side. People who don't want to respect your time. They don't really respect your boundaries. They don't want to give you space. So if I make time in my schedule for you and you do not come to my session, you do not tell me you're not coming, no reasons, I'm just going to have to take the session off of your package. I like how I said that as if anybody who is listening is going to be the client. But, you know, it's the same thing as any appointment. You know, you have to respect your appointment time. So like I'm in the 8th week of talk therapy. I've got another appointment like this upcoming Thursday. And I've taken my Thursday afternoons back. I don't mind working late on some nights, but getting home at 11, almost, well, it was 10:40, kind of like set me off. Like it set me off into a different attitude. Once again, I just want a day to go by where I'm like, well, I'm learning my lesson about people again. You know, like I can't trust anybody. I just have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt until they prove me otherwise, because that's part of the nature of business. But at the same time, the other nature of business is I have to, even though I've closed my personal business, I have to treat these sessions like my business, because it is. The good news is I'm going to be teaching more weightlifting classes and possibly yoga at both locations that I'm teaching at. Anyway, so I'm a little tired, but at least I took yesterday to recover, kind of clear my head, make some space for myself, you know, just sort of doing whatever I wanted, watch some funny stuff, watch some sad stuff. If you've never seen My Left Foot, it's very moving. It has a lot of sadness in it, but it's a very inspirational story. So highly recommend that. Not like it's new or anything, but very moving story. What else have I done this weekend besides watch My Left Foot? Not a lot. like not a lot. I mean, I'm just sort of relaxed, taking it easy. I know that when I have weird dreams, I'm letting stress get to me. So kind of trying to sleep a little bit more and take a step back from building workout programs. Just all of that, just taking a step back, kind of give myself some space to look at the bigger picture. And I went and got some groceries this morning, and I came on here because I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, it being Sunday and all, the store didn't open until 9, and I forgot about a rule because it's Sunday. We'll get to that in a minute. I arrived at Aldi's at like 3 minutes before 9. It was like 8:56, 8:57, somewhere in there. And the door was still locked, so I just waited. was about to open. Me and another gentleman, we were waiting for the store to open. When they finally did, this is just a sign of the times, because this would have never happened. Like, let's just say, like, rewind to the 80s. In the 80s, if the door was locked and then the manager or whoever had the key or the assistant, whoever opened the door, it doesn't have to be the freaking head manager, to let people in there waiting to come, you know, to do business, like to shop, they would open the door in the 80s and be like, hey, welcome to the establishment. We're happy you're here. Having a great morning. Or at least hello. This woman, she walked towards the door as if she was going to open it. And then she kind of strayed off to check on the produce a little bit. And then she eventually, slowly and begrudgingly, made her way over to the door with the face like she didn't want to. And she didn't even make eye contact or speak good morning, hello, welcome, or come on in, or kiss my ass. This woman literally unlocked the door and marched away, and I said, good morning. It's like, she walked farther away. I'm like, good morning then. Good morning then. Even though you're not saying good morning, I'm like, good morning. She just ignored me flat out. She didn't have headphones in, and I could see she just ignored me. So I go around, and I'm trying to get my stuff in a hurry. I don't know why, but I always like to shop in a hurry. I don't want to drag ass and be in there all day. Got to the checkout, and I was like, why is this woman not checking me out? And first of all, I couldn't find a checker forever. I like looked until you actually put the stuff on the belt, then they like materialize out of nowhere. Because I was walking around looking for them. You know, does anybody work here? Hello? I didn't say that. I was just walking around like, I don't see anybody working here. Anyway, so as I stroll up to the cash register, I thought to myself, like, why is she not checking me out? Oh, of course. She has her phone right there on the thing, and she's just scrolling through Facebook, like, right in front of me. She hasn't greeted me. She hasn't said hello. She hasn't said, wow, I hate being at work. She just wanted to look at Facebook. And it wasn't like a casual, let me check this real fast. No, she had all my stuff there. And she had it laying on the counter so I could see what she was doing. And she's just scrolling through her feed of Facebook. Just scrolling through, scrolling through. And I just thought to myself, wow, I haven't been here in a while. I forgot how rude customer service people can be. To me, that's... it's unacceptable, and it's just plain rude. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, let me hurry up and put my phone away, or let me just check my messages real quick. It's like blatantly, I'm just going to obviously ignore you and just scroll through my Facebook because I don't want to be here. And that was a different worker, I think. So it's like everybody up there doesn't want to be there. Anyway, I'm glad I didn't apply for a job at that place, because if those were my coworkers, I really would be like ripping my hair out probably. Like, what the actual fuck? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I know that's not necessary, but it's just very upsetting, because, like, you know how I am when people come in the gym. Well, you don't know this, but my attitude is like, hey, have a great workout. Hey, have a great weekend as they're leaving. Because you know what? Without your customers, you don't have a job. Without, you know, like, somebody wanted to get into the red light therapy one day at Hoover, and I said, no, you should go ahead of me. I just work here. And he wouldn't let me do that. He said, no, we're the same. I'm just working out. My attitude is like, well, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, like, the members. So he didn't mind letting me go ahead of him. But that's like, to me, customer service attitude is like, don't ever forget that without having the customers, you just wouldn't even have a job. But people now, especially like grocery stores and fast food, they get the same amount of money whether you're there or not. So they would just rather you not come in because you're interrupting their Facebook feed, I guess. It's just like, what the hell, man? Times are so strange. And I don't even think it's just technology. You know what? I don't blame the Facebook and the phones. I just blame the people now, because we are capable of making decisions. And then when people do connect, they don't really mean it anymore. And that's just generalized. There are still, I have some amazing friends. I know some amazing people. I'm speaking like on the majority level. Everyone feels like they're so self-absorbed that if they even pretend that they want to listen to anything you have to say, they're really just waiting to fulfill their agenda or to insult you or push you away is how that I'm feeling. And I know that it's because like my experiences have made me feel that way and everyone is not that way, but that's why I'm in counseling, because the counselor said, you know, there's patterns of being invalidated. And I know that that happens to everybody. I'm not speaking like, I'm definitely not coming on here to say like, I'm having a very unique experience. Like it's no one else's. I feel like a lot of people just get invalidated. You know, you get talking to somebody and they'll do something or they'll say something that's not true. And they'll be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Or that never happened. Or like I could go up there and tell the Aldi's like lady, like you opened the door and didn't say anything to us. And she might even be like, well, that never happened. Like, I don't know that she would do that. But that's just like speaking to my personal lifelong experience of how people are. They just lie. Like my honesty isn't met with honesty. Or if people want to pretend like they're standing up for some kind of a cause, it's really just so they can, sometimes, not every time, sometimes people sound like they're standing up for something just so they can have something to kind of gossip about later when they're, you know, mudslinging. It's really kind of sad. I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee. Hang on. So I went, there's like a new Taco Bell. New, like it was built and opened in November. And here we are, like March will start on Wednesday. So I finally tried the new Taco Bell. It's just like all the other Taco Bells. It's just a lot closer to my house. It's very mediocre food. Coffee is also mediocre. Everything about food that comes from a drive-thru is just like run-of-the-mill, kind of boring food. Anyway, so I went and had that. I took some leftover cornbread and fed the pigeons just because I had it there and they were swarming. They were swarming about when I was eating in my car. So what have I done today? I got up, fed the cat, fed myself, fed the pigeons. Then I got groceries so I could feed my husband. There was like the sale on chicken looked pretty, you know, it was fairly cheap per pound. But when I looked at all the packages, it seemed kind of expensive. And then I noticed like a pack of chicken was like $8. And that's for, you know, not, I think it was like 2 pounds. I went and got a whole turkey breast for $13. Here's my boss asking me to sub. I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. Obviously, I'm back. Just as I'm recording this, I'm glad I didn't have it on Do Not Disturb. My supervisor of the Hoover location has asked me to take over, not just sub. I knew she was going to ask me to sub as soon as I saw the text. But it seems like Sundays aren't working out for her. She's asked me to do a few different Sundays. I wasn't able to do it last week. Anyway, guess what? She's asked me not only to teach today, the 215, she's asked me to take over that class. And I can do some like personal training floor hours around, like surrounding that. So that being said, I need to prepare for my class, wash my trainer shirt so I can get some floor hours around that class so that I'm not just working like 1 hour. Plus my husband will be back today. So I need to kind of give him some heads up. I don't really want to text him right now because he's possibly giving a presentation. He's won some awards this weekend as well. He's probably giving a presentation, like, with my timing and my luck. As soon as I text him, it'll be, like, right in the middle of his thing, his speech or something. Like, he's only got to give a short speech, but it'll be, like, that's the moment that I end up texting him, is, like, right in the middle of his speech. So I'll wait. I'll wait a little while and let him know that I'm going to go to work today. Anyway, yeah, he's been on business, and my cat is very upset that he's out of town. That's like his human is missing. He's very stressed out about it.
Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. My, how things can change in the midst of a podcast episode. I've just got a text. So this means I will have 5 classes for sure in Hoover. 6 classes for sure. And I'm talking per week. I'll have 5 a week in Hoover. 6 a week in Trustful. And then I'm waiting on the Trustful group fit manager to also add me some lunch classes. So I'll have even more like either yoga or cycling around 12 or 12:30. And I don't know how many like a week, but I'm here for it. If she puts me down for every day, like Monday through Friday, I am here for it. All right. So that being said, I'm glad I did eat breakfast, even though it wasn't like healthy. I'm definitely going to burn all that off. Burn it. Remember that you are made of strength. Everything that you want to do, you can do it. Look at this day like this. It's a new you. It's a new you. And whatever you're going through, remember that, you know, your feelings are valid. Even though our feelings are valid, some other human has dealt with the same and come out on top. So it's our choice how we deal with every situation we're handed. Even though our situation is unique, something similar has hit someone in the face. So let's just handle it the best way we can, because we're not known for like the situations that knock us upside our head. We're known for like how we stay standing upright. You know, we don't let it knock us down. And whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, may we be happy, healed, and free. May we please come together and be a source of peace and healing for all of life. Thanks for listening to Happy Hamstrings. This is your hostess with the mostest, Julie Brown. Namaste.